Welcome back to a very warm Royal Albert Hall from me, Martin Handley, where for every concert in the 2013 Proms, we're live here on Radio 3, of course, home of the BBC Proms. Performers tonight, the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Jacques van Steen. And in a few minutes, they'll be starting a Proms cycle of Tchaikovsky symphonies. Tchaikovsky wrote his fourth symphony during the most extraordinary year of his life, 1877, when his feelings of guilt about his homosexuality and fear of its being discovered tormented him to the extent that he impulsively married a young student he hardly knew. It was a disastrous step, and within a few weeks he'd fled from her to his sister's house. He was on the brink of a breakdown before he was able to get a doctor's note to release him from his teaching obligations in Moscow and set out on a long, well, a long escapist trip, really, to Italy, during which he worked on the symphony. He'd actually been constructing the framework of the piece at precisely the moment the student first wrote to him, when he was already haunted by what he saw as the destructive nature of fate. Fate, which he said, describing the opening of the symphony, prevents the impulse to happiness from achieving its goal. You can only reconcile yourself to it and languish fruitlessly. The two middle movements of the symphony then seem to move into the realm of escapism. Tchaikovsky said the first of them was about the melancholy feeling which comes in the evening when you're sitting alone and there come a whole host of memories. And as for the famous pizzicato scherzo, well, that's apparently full of the kind of strange, incoherent pictures that fly around your head when you're half asleep. In the finale, Tchaikovsky claims to be turning his back on fate. He wrote, "If within yourself you find no reasons for joy, look at others. Not everything in the world is sad. There are simple but strong joys." But before Tchaikovsky, we turn back briefly to Shakespeare's great creation, Sir John Falstaff, Elgar's portrait of whom got us underway this evening. Now we turn to William Walton as a brilliant film composer. Laurence Olivier, producer, director and star of Henry V, was delighted to have Walton on board. His verdict was, "William knocked out the most fantastic score. Why it didn't win every award throughout the film industry, I'll never know." And tonight we hear the two most intimate numbers from that score. "Touch Her Soft Lips and Part" captures Pistol's tender farewell to his new wife, Mistress Quickly, before he sets off for the war. And then comes a lament on the death of Falstaff, based on the Elizabethan drinking song, "Watkin's Ale." Now, here once again, Jacques van Steen, rejoining the BBC National Orchestra of Wales to conduct those two pieces for strings from Walton's music for Henry V. The Death of Falstaff, the second of those two haunting miniatures for strings from Walton's music for Laurence Olivier's 1944 film of Shakespeare's Henry V. Performed to begin the second half of this BBC Prom here at the Royal Albert Hall by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, conducted by Jacques Van Steen. So now we reach the first instalment of the cycle of Tchaikovsky symphonies being performed in this year's BBC Proms. I asked tonight's conductor, Jacques Van Steen, for his thoughts on Tchaikovsky's fourth and what he focuses on when conducting the piece.
The first movement could be a symphonic poem on its own already. So it's 20-odd minutes of fantastic, difficult, obscure, modern rhythms, far ahead of his time. And then you get the obligatoire andante with a nice folky melody and a scherzo that is pretty unique to play pizzicato that long just for the strings and then interrupting with a whole sort of marching wind band passing by, and then a too short a finale. If you look at the score as a first reader, I'm not Rubinstein who conducted it, but I try to be in that era, and if you see what he writes, the clean writing and not my interpretation of doing, oh, we do a diminuendo. Why do we do a diminuendo? It's not written. He knew the word diminuendo. And I said to the orchestra, because the orchestra knows the piece very well, but all with interpretations of the last years. And I asked them to rub everything out, and then you get a fresh approach to a piece that everybody knows. And that aspect I try to achieve tonight, the excitement of the premiere of Tchaikovsky IV.
Jacques Van Steen, and here he is returning to the Albert Hall platform to conduct the BBC National Orchestra of Wales in Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony.
Thank you.
Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony ending in a blaze of glory. A kind of musical confession of a troubled soul, the whole work, though, performed here at the Royal Albert Hall, live on Radio 3, by the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, led by Leslie Hatfield and conducted by Jacques Van Steen, who said what he was trying to do was get back to what Tchaikovsky wrote and clean up all the old habits that had grown. And as you heard, they really play for him, this orchestra. He's very happy that they still work hard for him after 7 years. He says they can play anything, but what he wants from them is sound, sound, sound. Jacques Van Steen is ambling through the orchestra to the wind section. David Cowley, who has that terribly exposed solo at the start of the slow movement, going through them. Robert Plain, the clarinetist. Matthew Featherstone, the flautist. Yaroslav Augustiniak, the bassoonist. Lawrence Davis, horn. Philippe Schatz, the principal trumpet. And a special round of applause for Eva Stewart, the piccolo player. They're all going around the entire wind and brass, I think. Next Tchaikovsky symphony, the 5th on Friday the 2nd of August here in the Royal Albert Hall. Jacques Van Steen off to Opera North in September to conduct Peter Grimes. That should be some show. And he starts as principal guest of the Prague Symphony in December, spending a lot of the autumn here also conducting the Philharmonia in Prokofiev and Tchaikovsky, the Coco Variations. As for the BBC National Orchestra of Wales, well, they haven't got long back home down in Cardiff. They're back here on Monday evening at 7 o'clock with their principal conductor, Thomas Sundergaard, Shostakovich 11th Symphony, Prokofiev 2nd Violin Concerto with Daniel Hope. Well, Tchaikovsky said that he relied on Beethoven particularly for his symphonic structures, and he said that Beethoven used the dance in his symphonies, so why shouldn't he, Tchaikovsky, use the dance when he was accused of doing so? We'll hear Beethoven's symphonies and the dance in the 7th Symphony tomorrow evening at 7:30. BBC Philharmonic and principal conductor Juan Homena will be performing that work. Also, the dance continues tomorrow night with Spanish Flair, the Fallia's three-cornered hat folk ballet, with Clara Maurice, the mezzo-soprano soloist, and Ravel's Bolero, not forgetting a world premiere, John McCabe's intriguingly titled Joybox. That's tomorrow here on Radio 3, home of the BBC Proms, where every prom is live, but with Jacques Van Steen bringing the BBC National Orchestra of Wales to its feet. Time to head for the calm of Broadcasting House, where James Jolly is waiting to host the rest of your Radio 3 evening.
Thanks very much, Martin. That was Martin Handley at the Royal Albert Hall. And there's another chance to hear tonight's prom on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock here on BBC Radio 3. And don't forget that every prom you can hear for 7 days online via the Radio 3 website. And talking of the proms, here's Andrew McGregor.
A BBC Proms concert exploring the twin keys of C major and C minor. Pianist Paul Lewis plays Mozart's elegant C major concerto number 25. And Daniel Harding and the Mahler Chamber Orchestra make a welcome return to the BBC Proms. Join me, Andrew McGregor, Tuesday night at 7:30.
Well, after the high drama of Tchaikovsky's Fourth Symphony, which ended the proms, something completely different. Piano music by Federico Mompou. Three piano pieces by the Catalan Federico Mompou, played by Arkady Volodos.